This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. All weekend long, we have been covering the recovery efforts from the devastation yet again in the state of Oklahoma, which, like other Midwestern states, got hit by horrible storms again on Friday. The count is now up to 12 dead and several hundred still injured and tens of thousands of people still without power. This on the heels of the storms 2 weeks ago that did such damage in Moore, Oklahoma, and Shawnee, Oklahoma, a state that has a reputation for being kind of the heart of Tornado Alley for a long, long time in the past and probably a long, long time to come in the future as well. My next guest lives in Rush Springs, Oklahoma, an area that he represents in the state legislature. State Representative Joe Dorman, welcome to America Weekend.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you.
I want to talk to you about some of the efforts that you have made to try to get better protection for Oklahomans during tornado season. But first, tell me, has your part of Oklahoma been affected this year by the tornadoes?
It has. The western tip of my district was hit by a tornado with where we have a Goodyear plant. And a small tornado did go through us early on in the season. And we've been fortunate. The large scale tornadoes of the recent weeks have missed my district. They've started in the northern part, but they've escalated as they've gone further to the north and east.
Well, the devastation from Moore and Shawnee were unbelievable, and Friday night I know was no picnic for a lot of people either. Let's talk a little bit about those efforts that you've been making over the last several years in the legislature to, unfortunately, no avail, to make your state safer. What were some of the things that you proposed be done?
It has been frustrating over the years. We've proposed different efforts to try and encourage more shelters for public use, some for private use in mobile home parks and apartment complexes, and also to try and encourage schools to build safe rooms and shelters to better protect the students while they're in school. And we'll never see mandates in Oklahoma. I just feel like with the makeup of our legislature, there will be nothing there that mandates public places or individuals would have shelters, but we've got to try and push the carrot approach rather than the stick and see if we can just provide better resources and encourage people.
Why do you say you won't have mandates? Is it a financial thing?
It's partly a financial thing. It's partly just a belief that we can't tell people what they can do in their private lives. And unfortunately, we see a lot of citizens that they feel like this will never happen to them. They feel a tornado will never take everything they own. And individuals, when they look at a group dwelling place, they'd rather have a swimming pool than a shelter. And it's just something that we have to re-educate Oklahomans that this is a possibility, especially with the outbreak we've seen in recent years.
But people can't just build anything they want any way they want. You have building codes, don't you?
In the rural areas, we actually do not have building codes. They can do whatever they want right now. There has been talk about state law to change for statewide codes, but in the city limits, that is correct. Most of our cities do have pretty strict standards as far as the codes to follow, and we really don't have any defined codes as far as what to do with a shelter. And with the different levels of tornadoes, even the strongest shelter probably wouldn't stand up to an EF5, but it's still better than having no protection at all. It increases the likelihood of coming out safe and alive.
Yeah, I understand people wanting to do what they want to do, but there are limits to that. We're not an anarchic society where, you know, you can tell people, hey, this has to be up to this code and that has to be up to that code. And I'm surprised that in those rural areas, there's no building code whatsoever.
You and me both. It's something that I think we need to address, and especially when it comes to the schools. Just recently, we had a school, it's not in my district, but over in western Oklahoma, they constructed a new building and put no safe rooms in. But when you go down the street a mile or so, the new casino has two safe and secure shelter areas for their employees and for the people that are visiting the casino. So we definitely have to get that mindset in place, and we have to make sure that the schools have the financial resources where they can afford to put in shelters to protect the students and the employees.
All right, now I'm confused, Joe, because I can understand the argument, don't tell me how to build my house. I don't agree with it, but I can understand somebody making that argument. How does somebody make the argument, we don't want to build a safe room in our elementary school, especially after 2 weeks ago when we saw an elementary school devastated and children died?
It baffles me as well. I have one of my colleagues did an interview with the BBC and said that he was still opposed to mandates, and a tornado hit his district a couple of years ago. And they feel that this is a local control issue, and they say if the school wants to do it, then the school district should vote on that as a bond issue. And unfortunately, we have caps on what the bond issues can put in place as far as financial assistance. So that's definitely one of the things I'm going to be looking at legislation for the purposes of shelters, increasing that cap above the current limit by an amount to make sure that they can afford proper shelters for the people at the school.
Yeah, I would think that the school districts would need some state money to make that possible, to build these safe rooms in their schools.
That is absolutely correct. And especially, we had one of our premier career techs, which is the system kind of in between K through 12 and college, where people can go get certifications and degrees. We have one of the top systems in the U.S. One of our best campuses in the El Reno area was pretty much leveled. It's in bad, bad shape. It's going to take a lot of money to rebuild. And they had a basement area where the people on campus were able to go and find safety there. So it's something we have to look at. And I would hope the school superintendents would look at that in the future and build that into the construction.
Is there a safe room in the state capitol?
We have a basement. That building was completed in 1917, and there is a tunnel underneath one of the roads, and that's where most of the people will go during the storm. So it's a sturdy building, and there are areas that are resistant to storms, and that's where I wrote out the tornadoes on Friday night.
So the people who are voting against your legislation to try to get safe rooms in elementary schools, they have a safe place to go, but they don't want to build ones for kids, 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old kids to go to try to ride out a tornado.
That's pretty hypocritical.
Is this are you the lone wolf here, or are there other sane people in Oklahoma City?
We do have some sane ones up there, and it's definitely not a partisan issue. I'm doing a storm shelter study this summer, and of our 101 members of the House, 11 have signed up, and it's been a good mix of bipartisan effort to try and look at this. In fact, two Democrats, two Republicans formed a private foundation to raise money to give private dollars to schools to help them with that effort. But they're not going to get anywhere near the cost to build the entire thing. It'll be great for matching dollars.
Are you fighting against special interest groups here, Joe?
I don't even know if it's really special interest groups. I think it's just the mindset of individuals that just are opposed to any government regulation, any government intervention, and they feel that this goes too far, and especially when it comes to issuing bonds to help with that construction. And with the cost that we would see across the state to build these things, there's no way we can do it with our existing state dollars. It would take a bond issue.
Oklahoma is a solidly red state and has been for a very long time. And you're a pretty blue guy. You're a Democrat. They're Republicans. You say it's a nonpartisan issue, but is it perhaps that there aren't enough voices from your own party helping to fight your cause for you?
Oh, I definitely agree with that. I think we need to have a good, healthy discussion. It needs to have all sides at the table. And we do have some of the Republicans there that are willing to step up and fight this fight. But the leadership in the legislature right now, the last week when I presented a bond issue, it got nowhere. The leadership decided they did not want to look at anything with any type of bond issue that would cover the costs over the summer. So probably what we'll have to see is either next year run legislation to put it to a vote of the people, or just try and get an effort together where the citizens can get something on the ballot.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, could you do this by referendum?
We can, and that is something we are investigating, because I do worry that something like this would get held up in the legislature due to the politics, and this is something that is very popular with the people, and we'll just have to make sure it's put together to fall under the right constitutional guidelines to do a bond issue and allow individuals to make application to our Office of Emergency Management to get the assistance to build shelters. In fact, one of the schools in my area just got approved for $1.5 million grant from FEMA to build a safe room for their entire community of about 550 people. And I really applaud the superintendent over at ELEC for doing that. They are going above and beyond, and we need more of our superintendents and leaders in the communities to step up if the legislature won't.
Well, we've all seen the devastation that an EF5 tornado with its 200-mile-an-hour plus winds can do to a community, to houses. You would think that after a while people would look around and say, you know what, perhaps we need a different way. And particularly when it comes to our kids, we need to be thinking of their safety before we think about our own wallets and checkbooks. It's an amazing story, Joe. I'm sorry you haven't been able to be more effective, but I appreciate you coming on and sharing your story here today.
Well, I'm definitely not going to give up the fight. I've got one more year in the legislature before they turn me out.
And good. Keep it up, Joe. Keep it up. We appreciate it very much at America Weekend. America Weekend.